Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill, New York, has opened a new exhibition that for the first time explores Cole's paintings of Catskill Creek. Thomas Cole's Refrain, The Paintings of Catskill Creek, will be on view through November 3rd. The artist's paintings were created between 1827 and 1845 and constitute the most sustained sequence of landscape paintings he ever made. The views in the paintings are all anchored along one short stretch of Catskill Creek near the village of Catskill. To tell us more about this wonderful show, we welcome the Thomas Cole Site's curator, Kate Mencaneri, and the exhibition's curator, Dan Peck, the John Guy Vassar Jr. Professor Emeritus of English at Vassar College. Welcome to you both. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's begin by talking about how long this exhibition has been in the works.
Oh, well, I feel like the first time I ever met Dan, the first time we met, we were standing in front of a painting of Catskill Creek, that study of the creek. And you said to me, I think I know where this is.
Yes.
But you've been working on this for many years.
I have. I started this project years ago when I gave a paper at a symposium at Princeton. I'm an English professor from literary studies, and it was an art history conference, and I was terrified, and I had to come up with something fast. So I was at the time teaching a class with an art historian at Vassar, and we were studying Thomas Cole, and I was getting interested in him. So under pressure, I came up with this idea that actually you could think about these paintings that Cole made of Catskill Creek as a sequence or as a series, and how would you do that? So over the course of actually many years, I developed this. I discovered some that nobody knew about, and eventually there were 10, at least that I've identified this way. And as you said, Sarah, Cole painted them throughout the course of his mature career, from the very beginning, when he was discovered by the New York art world, to 3 years before his death. So what I'm arguing in my book is that this really is a series and is a powerful one in terms of its relation to place and his attachment to Catskill.
Would you expand on that more?
Sure.
About the place and the attachment?
I'd be happy to. Cole was a British emigre. He came to the United States when he was 17 years old from industrial northern England. He even worked in a textile factory designing calico prints. When he arrived with his family, his mother and father and sisters, at the Port of Philadelphia in 1818, he wandered around rural Pennsylvania and Ohio for a while, but finally hitched himself up to New York City, where he made an expedition, a walking expedition, up into the Hudson River Valley. And this is that legendary discovery. He goes into the valley. He goes up to Cohoes Falls. He goes to Troy. All these areas around here. And he makes sketches. He winds up in Catskill, New York, goes up in the mountains, and he sketches Catterskill Falls, the brand new Catskill Mountain House, and other things, and then goes back to New York City and creates beautiful paintings from these sketches, puts them in a bookstore window, and suddenly three New York luminaries of the art world spot them, all together by accident, buy them, and suddenly Cole's famous. And this is one of the great emergence legendary stories of the way an artist comes to light.
How does the show fit in with everything else going on at the historic site right now?
Well, that's a great question. We are excited about the Catskill Creek exhibition because, of Dan's brilliant idea to look at it as a series. Cole painted this landscape, as you noted, more than any other, and he didn't like to repeat himself. So why did he, what was his obsession? And as was said, it was his favorite haunt. The Catskill Creek was the place he liked to go walking. At the end of the day, you go walking. The Hudson River was a very important place to Cole. And as Dan said, he just fell in love with the Catskill Mountains. This was where his heart was. Once he came in 1825, he ended up moving permanently to Catskill in 1836. And I think it was the creek that most captured his imagination. And so, it's just so fascinating that he actually did paint this one scene over and over again. And seeing the works together in the New Studio Exhibition Gallery, which was, you know, the New Studio is a building that Cole, in fact, designed and built for himself as his studio, and which the site just recently reconstructed and
right,
made
it was
into,
knocked down completely.
Yeah,
and
it fell into disrepair. He built it in, he moved into it in 1846, and it fell into disrepair over the many years and was knocked down. And in 2015, we reconstructed it. And it's where we have our, you know, major exhibitions. So to have all of the Catskill Creek paintings gathered together, I think for the first time, all together in one place, has been just such an extraordinary experience. Seeing the works together, I have to tell you, makes me feel like I'm walking along Catskill Creek with Thomas Cole. You know, I mean, it's just this incredible experience to see them all together. So there's something really meaningful about it. And I think that in looking at them also, and through Dan's really careful, brilliant analysis, we've learned something new about Thomas Cole and what made him tick and what mattered to him by seeing these paintings together. And Dan can talk more about it. But the Catskill Creek mattered a lot to Cole. Not only was it his favorite place to go walking, but he saw this place, he saw his favorite landscape being destroyed. Trees were being cleared to make way for new railroad lines along the banks of Catskill Creek. You know, we have this idea that Cole came to the Catskills and it was this pristine wilderness, but in fact, this economic migrant who came from England and the Industrial Revolution came to America, and he saw this wilderness, but he also saw the writing on the wall, and he saw the train tracks coming in. There were, when Cole arrived in Catskill, over 40 tanneries, 50 iron foundries, grits mills, paper mills, sawmills, and the railroad. And so Cole, in his paintings of Catskill Creek, and then also in his writings, he warns against unchecked development. And I think Dan goes into this in detail in his thesis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Sarah, as Kate mentioned, Cole loved to walk along Catskill Creek. Mm-hmm. There's a very broad, wide meander at the point at which I located over the course of my years of driving around Greene County with a cartographer, three distinct vantage points from which he sketched the high peaks of the Catskills. And in any case, as Kate mentioned, Cole's American base for his studio was New York City, but he went up to Catskill every summer to sketch, every year after he came back from his first European tour. Mm-hmm. And then finally, in 1836, he hitched himself up there permanently. He moved himself. He created a permanent residence there. One of the great ironies of that is in that very year, 1836, that Cole moved to Catskill, a railroad line was carved right through his most beloved valley, crossed over Catskill Creek, and almost destroyed the foundation of a beautiful 1690 colonial farmhouse, which he himself regarded as a symbol of a vanishing rural order, and it was tragic for him. And so I thought, if it's okay with you, I might read you just a very brief passage. This is, my book starts with this passage.
Okay.
And the chapter is called Catskill Creek and a Sense of Place. And this is a passage from a journal entry from Cole. It's from August 1st, 1836. So he's now just barely moved there.
Right.
And he says, "Last evening I took a walk up the Catskill above Austin's Mill, where the railroad is now making. This was once a favorite walk, but the charm of quietness and solitude is gone." He said that the Catskill Creek was still lovely. Man cannot remove the mountains, and he has not yet felled all the woods. And the stream will have its course. If men were not insensible to the beauty of nature, the great works necessary for the purposes of commerce might be carried on without destroying it, but it is not so. They desecrate whatever they touch. They cut down the forest with a wantonness for which there is no excuse, even gain, and leave the herbless rocks to glimmer in the burning sun." So this is a a harsh statement of pain, a statement of great sadness and anger mm-hmm. combined. And so we can be thinking about Cole as a in some ways as an environmentalist.
Yeah, an early environmentalist.
Mm-hmm. You definitely interpret at the Cole site based on Cole's paintings and based on reading his original words in things like Essay on American Scenery, we interpret Cole as a proto-environmentalist. And proto because the word environmentalist didn't exist in
right.
Cole's time. But he can definitely, you know, his writing and his work can be interpreted and seen within the context of, I think, you know, the American history of the environmental movement. You know, Cole wrote Essay on American Scenery in 1835, which was the year before Emerson would go on to publish Nature.
Yeah, and a writer closely allied with Emerson, Henry David Thoreau, is someone I've written another book about. And I actually, in that passage that I just read, I immediately shift over to Thoreau for just a second. And if I may, in Cole's words, this was once a favorite walk, but the charm of quietness and solitude is gone, this emphatic gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, if I may quote myself now, the closing word gone expresses an intensely felt sense of loss on Cole's part. About two decades later, Henry David Thoreau would use the same word in a remarkably similar context in Walden. Quote, now the trunks of trees on the bottom and the old log canoe and the dark surrounding woods are gone. That devilish iron horse, whose ear-rending neigh is heard throughout the town, has browsed off all the woods on Walden shore. So these are a couple decades apart. These are statements, environmental statements, a couple decades apart, but they're all about one of the key issues of the age, which is the intrusion of industrialization into agrarian and pastoral landscapes. And Cole certainly is a leader in thinking about this issue.
Thomas Cole's Refrain, The Paintings of Catskill Creek, will be on view at the Thomas Cole site in Catskill, New York through November 3rd. The book of the same title is available now. To learn more, visit thomascole.org, and that link will be posted along with this conversation at wamc.org/roundtable. Kate and Dan, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.